A video version of this podcast is available at aboundingjoy.com and also on our YouTube pages.
So here I am. I keep talking about the resurrection of Jesus as if it's the most important thing in the world. Well, it is. It really is the most important thing in the world. Please don't let other stuff take precedence over this in your life. It's so important. Listen to what the Apostle Paul had to say about the importance of the resurrection of Jesus. This is in 1 Corinthians chapter 15. He said, if Christ has not been raised, in other words, if it's not true, if he still did, then our preaching is in vain and your faith is in vain. You know what that word in vain, you know what that means? It means useless. It means pointless. It means meaningless. It means empty, futile, no value. Three verses later, he underlines it. God often underlines things in his word by repeating them. He said, if Christ has not been raised, your faith is futile. You're still in your sins. You know what he's saying? If the resurrection of Jesus really didn't happen, if it's just a made-up story, then maybe a bunch of men got together at some point in history and they wrote out these stories, or maybe a story that kind of emerged from a bunch of tall tales and that's all it is. Well, he's saying you might as well stop what you're doing right there. Just go on home. Make your life the best you can, whatever, because you're going to die one of these days. It's going to be over. Verse 32 of that same chapter, Paul basically said that. He said, if it isn't true, we may as well just enjoy our food, enjoy our drink while we can, because when you're dead, you're dead. If the dead are not raised, he said, let's eat and drink, for tomorrow we die. But of course, Paul says, but the truth is, in fact, that Christ has been raised from the dead. And that changes everything. Now, I can imagine an unbeliever reading these words from 1 Corinthians and saying, well, okay, that's well and good. But even if Paul really did write that stuff, we're talking 2,000 years ago. How can I possibly trust words that were written 2,000 years ago? Especially when it goes against my common sense. I mean, everybody knows that dead men don't rise from the dead. It has to be nonsense, doesn't it? Myth of some kind. So here we are. Christians stake everything on a conviction that Jesus really did rise from the dead 2,000 years ago. And we say, this is the truth. Literally, physically, historically, Jesus came out of that tomb